Welcome to Traditional Tales, shared by Sarupa Vidya Ashram. My name is Swami Samvidananda, and I am your narrator. This story was written by Nirushita Sethuram. These ancient stories from India include gods, demons, and humans, along with history, geography, physics, morality, and the mystical purpose of human life. I hope they inspire you as much as they do me. The Mango Story. It was another beautiful day on Mount Kailash, where Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati were with their two children, Ganesha and Kartikeya. On this day, sage Narada was visiting. Narada is the son of Brahma, the creator, also known to be the creator of problems, which end in goodness to the world. Narada brought a special mango in his hand, claiming that he had come to pay respects to Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. But they knew that it was not the case. He was there to start some mischief. They were right. He had come to test the two children, Ganesha and Kartikeya. Sage Narada offered the special mango to Lord Shiva, saying it was a very special mango, sweeter than the nectar of any fruit there was. Narada also said it was to be eaten by one person only and should not be shared. With a smile, Lord Shiva asked, "Have you started to execute your mischief yet?" Then Shiva said, "I can't eat it as I share everything with Parvati." So he offered it to Parvati. Parvati said she can't have it either, as she also shares everything with Lord Shiva. Sage Narada pretended to be sad because they rejected what he offered, though he was happy that his plan was working. He says, "Oh my lord, please, one of you and your family should eat it. Maybe it can be one of your children." Knowing what was happening, Lord Shiva called for his sons Ganesha and Kartikeya. Shiva said, "I have a mango which cannot be shared, so one of you can have it." Both Ganesha and Kartikeya said, "I want it, I want it." Sage Narada, pretending to be shocked, said, "I had no idea that the children will fight for it." Lord Shiva smiled and said to Narada in a low voice that only he can hear, "You purposely brought this mango knowing this would happen." Goddess Parvati continued, "Yes, I agree, but we need to resolve this now." Lord Shiva said, "My dear children, this is the time in your life in which you must face the world. Unless you know your world, you cannot lead your life in prosperity. Both of you must travel around the world 3 times. The first one to return will get the mango." Narada was extremely happy that his plan was being executed. Kartikeya was a beautiful, strong boy, born to defeat demons, whereas Ganesha had the head of an elephant, with a pot belly and short, stubby legs. Kartikeya's vehicle was a peacock, and Ganesha's vehicle was a mouse. Kartikeya was thinking his brother didn't have a chance, so without a word he jumped on his peacock and off he went. With great determination, Kartikeya flew around the world. Along the way, he faced terrible storms, fought with demons, and helped people in danger. His journey was much more difficult than he thought. His thoughts went back to his brother. "Oh, my poor brother, how is he going to survive all this while competing for the mango?" Ganesha knew he will not be able to win the race on his mouse, and started thinking. Then an idea struck him. He said, "My parents, Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati, are my world. Therefore, I will go around them 3. Ganesha fastened a tiny harness around Mushika, his mouse. He went thrice around his parents and was just receiving the mango from Goddess Parvati when Kartikeya returned after circling the world 3. Kartikeya saw Ganesha holding the mango in his hand. He was so angry. He said that Ganesha had done nothing while he traveled around the world. "So have I," replied Ganesh. He said, I traveled all around my mother and father. They are my world. Kartikeya knew what had happened, and though he knew his brother won it fair and square, he still got angry with his parents. Seeing this, Ganesha offered the mango to Kartikeya. But Kartikeya flew away on his peacock, leaving all his luxuries, including all his clothes. He went to a hill known as Palani in the south of India. Palani equals palam plus ni in the Tamil language, meaning you are the fruit. Goddess Parvati came right behind Kartikeya to bring him back to Kailash. When she arrived, she said to him, "You both have won in your own ways. Kartikeya, you won by your single-minded determination and endurance, while your brother Ganesha won by balance of heart, mind, love, and intellect." Hearing this from his beloved mother, Kartikeya was satisfied and lifted out of his anger. He became calm and happily went back to Kailash with his mother. He apologized to his father, Lord Shiva, and to his brother, Ganesh, for his earlier behavior. Lord Shiva, through Sage Narada's drama, wanted to show everyone that their parents are their first world. He also wanted to show that you can gather knowledge and answers by traveling the world as Kartikeya did, or stay in the same place looking inward to get them, as Ganesha did. Om Namah Shivaya.